Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning, the Great Train Race. It is coming up on May the 7th, and it is simply a fantastic event. If you have kids, you need to get them involved in the Great Train Race, and we're going to talk about it this morning. Jennifer Taylor, you're the race director, right? Is that your official title, Jennifer?
It is my official title.
Okay, and you've been doing it for a while.
I have.
So thank you to you, because this is a huge undertaking, and we'll get into it. I know you have a lot of volunteers that do a lot of things, but you're the person behind the curtain making it all happen. Lisa Crittenden here is also here from Los Angeles Hope House, and lots of exciting things at Hope House. And a year ago, Lisa, you were tied into the Great Train Race. The money that came in from the Great Train Race, you were one of the beneficiaries.
Yes, we are a beneficiary for the Great Train Race. And also, I volunteered. And I will be volunteering again this year. It's an exciting day. I loved it, and so I'll be there again this year. And we love that the Great Train Race supports Lois Ann's Hope House, because we could not do what we do without their support.
This year, Jennifer, the Fredericksburg Service League is the beneficiary for the Great Train Race.
That's correct.
And but that's one thing. This is a great race for kids. It's just a lot of fun. But when you're able to help people like Hope House, like the Service League and others over the years, that just adds another component to this.
It certainly does, because it's a race and children run this race, and then children benefit from this race. And that's always been such a nice little marriage there. And that's how the Fredericksburg Area Service League got involved, because their mission is making a difference for children, and they run the entire starting line. So we have quite a few volunteers that run that starting line, get the chips put on their ankles, and get them set up and ready to go exactly for the – I mean, never a mistake. The Service League has always done such a tremendous job, and we are grateful to them. And that's their project in a day. So it's beneficial all the way across. And then because the Fredericksburg Area Service League receives the money, that's how the money goes to Lois Ann's Hope House, because Lisa has a relationship with them, and she asks for the money and also for volunteering, and then they were selected, so the money will be going to them again this
year. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
So congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you
on that again. The Great Train Race. There is really nothing. There's no event like this, of where you go downtown on May the 7th early in the morning, and I've never seen so many kids.
Yes,
and really from about 7 in the morning till into the early afternoon.
That's correct. It starts, well, our sponsors and everyone who sets up the course starts at 6:30. The streets shut down, but we stay very quiet until 7. 7:30 is our first race, and then the children start arriving, and it is a hub of activity, and it is so fun.
It is. It's heats are run, and it's a mile race for the older kids. The caboose race at the end, and then there's the caboose race, and is there another race also?
Yes, in our 20th running, it was an anniversary year for us. We created the George Dashington.
That's
so
right.
Since it's a dash, because it's a half mile, so it's and it was a fun run. And that first year, we had George and Martha arrive in carriage, and all the kids wore tricorn hats with a little George Washington wig.
Yeah.
And the kids loved it so much, and it was a nice race for them that were nervous about running a mile for the first race that they would ever run, because it's from age 18 down to age 6. So now you have this half mile that they can try it out, and then they fall in love with it, and then they go right into the mile.
This is it's fun to walk around town and always see kids wearing the shirts all the time and from all years. and from even years ago. This for kids. I know there's competitions with the schools, and there's competition with kids, and this is just it's a fun thing.
Yes, it's definitely focused on the children in every aspect. Not only does the money go to children's charities, but then the t-shirts are designed by children. So we used to design them ourselves and try to come up with ideas every year. And then we decided, let's do this. Let's let the kids do this. So now we run a t-shirt design contest, and the kids, we've had over 100 submissions this year, one from Springfield, Virginia. So, and then it goes to a panel and they vote.
Yeah.
And then those three t-shirts are selected and their kid's name are on the front. It's a lot of fun.
I guess the shirt design is by this time, I'm sure, has been already selected.
Yes, they have been selected, and then they will, you'll get to see the t-shirts on Race Packet. So it's like a secret, and then the kids get to see it.
Yeah.
And then on race day, we put a t-shirt in a shadow box, frame it, and then with each child that won their design gets a $100 Visa gift card.
Nice. So do the winners know yet that they're winners, or will they not know that till then?
We talk to them, and then we still go ahead and do the presentation on race day.
Jennifer Taylor's here. She's the race director for the Great Train Race. Before we take a break, give me the information on if someone wants to sign up for the Great Train Race, what they need to know.
Okay, well, you can go to gtrfredericksburg.com, and there's registration right there. You just hit that link.
Okay.
And you can also go to b101.5.com, and then they have a registration link.
Okay.
And it's as easy as that. And if you are in the mall and you want to go by Dick's, you can sign up there. They have registration forms, checks only, though.
Okay, and Dick's is where day or two before the race, where packet pickup
is
taking place.
Yes,
so that's where you'll get all the information and get all your get all lined up before the race. GTRFredericksburg.com is the website for the Great Train Race. It is May 7th in downtown Fredericksburg. Jennifer Taylor's here this morning. Lisa Crittenden from Lois Ann's Hope House. We will continue along on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
There is nothing quite like it. The Great Train Race coming May the 7th, and the Caboose Run, and the George Dashington. Jennifer Taylor is the race director. She is here along with Lisa Crittenden from Lois Ann's Hope House. May 7th. Is the Great Train Race, GTRFredericksburg.com. That has all the heat times and all the information. Jennifer, this used to be referred to, and I guess it still is, as the largest timed kids road race on the East Coast, I remember, or something like that.
Yes, I believe that title still remains, because it is timed, professionally timed, which I think is what's great about the Great Train Race, is the kids experience exactly what a race an adult would run. And they get the finisher's medal, they get the t-shirt, they have the race bib, and for the mile, of course, it's timed.
Well, and it's a great thing for kids, like you say, because it's just like if they've gone to races where their parents have run, this is just like it. You do the same thing, and in a lot of instances, they're running against kids in their class, mm-hmm. and it's just a lot of fun.
It is, and the kids and the schools make it a lot of fun, because we have a school participation award that we are giving this year, and that's sponsored by Dick's. So they will get the first place of the school that has the most registrants will receive $500. The second place is $250, and then the third place is $250 in gift certificates to be used at Dick's. So that's fun, and they all wear T-shirts. Sometimes they'll wear the Great Train Race T-shirts, not required. So they all come up with fun T-shirts that they've created and designed.
Yeah.
So they show their little teams and their schools. And I just really enjoy the day. I really do. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful family event. And then we have a DJ. So the kids are up there on stage singing in between races. It's just fun. It's very positive.
Oh, it is. And like you say, some schools, I know in the past there was a school in King George that just brought, I think, their whole school. And they they had a system of where they would pass out the shirts that morning, and they did all of that. At Courthouse Road, I think it was Courthouse Road Elementary in Spotsylvania for years, had a similar thing. Some of the schools really get into it and organize and get their kids involved, which is good. And the other thing of just getting involved in this and just exercise and that whole component.
Oh, yes. The health part of it is great to get kids into running and realizing. Some kids never realize what a great runner and a natural runner that they are. And then they start running for the rest of their lives and exercising, which is also positive. And it's something that the family can do together. And we'll have Dr. Yum there, and she'll probably have some nice treats. So she's always promoting education for nutrition and how valuable that is. So she'll be there too.
It's a great course, and it's in if you sign your child up even today, even if they haven't run much, you can get them running in their neighborhood, and they can be pretty competitive by the 7th.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's still time, and and some kids, they have run and they have gotten first and second and third places in every year. Mm-hmm. And then those kids get to know each other. They don't go to school together.
No.
They didn't even know each other before the Great Train Race. And then when they start placing, and then they start pointing each other out like, okay, you're the one to beat. It's so fun.
They do. They do. And it does. It becomes very competitive. And, and a lot of these kids, if you're in a Stafford school, you may not run against certain schools in Spotsylvania. So this is your chance to really compete.
Absolutely.
The older kids, the high school kids, that mile is very competitive.
It really is. It really is. And that is fun to watch. That's bright and early in the morning. And they come out there and they're ready to go and they're bouncing at that starting line. And as you were saying, you're right. It's open to many schools. We have kids from Woodbridge that come and kids, as far out as almost to Richmond that come out and run. So yes, you're running against kids that you wouldn't normally run against in your high school.
No, there is nothing quite like the Great Train Race. And the course is pretty easy. There's one small hill when you're on your way back in towards City Dock, but it's not really even a hill. It's
right.
Just a little bit of an incline.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Overall, it's a pretty easy course to run, a fast course.
It is, and what I also have liked about the Great Train Race and the structure are the course marshals. We have so many adults because it's required that they're 18 and older to come and give their whole morning to ensure that traffic is being controlled and the kids are all being watched. So that's also a great thing about this race.
To pull something like this off, you have to have a lot of volunteers. And I will say, when you talk about kids, even kids coming back, I know the person that's involved with the with volunteers, Sarah Lasker, ran and won this race many years.
Mm-hmm. She sure did. And she's a track coach where she teaches.
Yeah.
So she has made that her life. And she's been great getting all these volunteers together. And it does. It takes over 100 volunteers that day.
Yeah, and and like you said, it starts early in the morning and goes usually till right around noon or a little bit after.
Yes, it wraps up probably about 1 o'clock is when all the takedown is done. Last year, as you remember, maybe not, but it was raining.
Yes,
it was torrential.
I was going to bring that up. That this is a really fun day, rain or shine, but it's a lot more fun when it's shine.
Yes, but I have to tell you, the pictures, if you saw them in the Freelance Star, the kids were still beaming.
Yeah,
and they were soaking wet, but they were beaming and they ran. And I just remember standing there and letting the last wave of the caboosers run, and I was watching them go down the hill to the city dock. And then as soon as that last child crossed the finish line, the sun just came out.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, and I just started laughing because the whole entire event was rain soaked. And then that last little runner And sunshine came out.
It was. Funny. No, it was. and because generally, I can recall very few years over the years of the Great Train Race that it has rained. But last year just made up for them all.
Yeah.
But no, still, the enthusiasm was still there. And for the kids to get the medal and everything, you know your time and the mile. That's what makes this race so good.
It is professionally run. So that's what I think gives the kids that confidence that they ran this race and they can do it anytime, anywhere, and even start running with mom and dad in their races because they've done it and they've succeeded. And that's what I also like is that it's not that every child that finishes that goes across that finish line, that's an accomplishment. So, and then they get that finishing medal and they are so proud to wear that and show it to everyone. And they earned it.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
Yeah. No, I know in my kids' rooms still hang all the Great Train Race medals from over the years.
Oh.
And now like you say, I think it gets some kids running for the first time.
Yes.
And decide that they want to do this, and with the emphasis on activity and this is since what 94 I think was the first year of the Great Train Race.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this race has emphasized in this area, and with the running club, the Fredericksburg Area Running Club being so strong, there's a nice connection here because there are a lot of races.
That's correct. The Fredericksburg Area Running Club, they handle the Great Train Race. I am the race director, but it's because of them and their love and enthusiasm for running is how this came about. Debbie Bernardis was the one who initially started it in 94. So,
how long have you been running? Have you been the race director? Have had that mantle?
4 years I've been – this is my fourth year coming in and I started helping – and then I became a race director with Sarah Carty and Jim Thull. And then Jim Thull said, I would like for you to just take it over. And then so I have. But Jim's still there. Sarah's still there.
Yeah.
Sarah Lasker's still there. So we're still a team. And I'm honored to do this because it is such a wonderful event and I take great care to make sure that everything is done well.
Yeah. No, it runs – it runs flawless every time. So thank you. Thank you to you. How'd you ever did you have running kids that got you into this?
I actually started when I became a member of the Fredericksburg Area Service League in 2004. I started right after that. We started running the starting line for the Great Train Race, and that was our project in a day. And that's when I fell in love with the Great Train Race. And then I started signing my children up because I had just moved back into the area. And so I started signing my girls up, and then my girls now volunteer at the Great Train Race, and they will run. Claudia is my runner, and she will run with children whose parents don't want to run because there's a couple of heats that we allow parents to run. And that's the 6 and 7 year old heats, and she will run with that child, so she'll run quite a bit. So I have some teenage runners that will run with parents.
So your family's all into this.
Yes, yes.
So how important? If someone's interested in this, they need to get on this and sign up.
Today. Yes, they sure do because the sign up ends on April 25th, but you can do late registration at packet pickup, but you're not guaranteed a shirt.
Okay. So if you want a shirt with this.
Yes.
If you're going to run in this, you don't want to have your child run and just say, sorry, I didn't get to it. You don't get a shirt.
Exactly.
April 25th is the cutoff for the shirts.
Yes.
If you to be guaranteed a shirt.
Yes.
And packet pickup is that the day before, or is that go a few days before?
It's a few days. It starts Thursday, May 4th.
Thursday.
And it's all going to be at Dick's at the Town Center, Dick's Sporting Goods at the Town Center. And it's Thursday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's May 5th. And then Saturday, May 6th. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then that's all packet pickup. And we do not hand out packets race packets on race day.
Right. So you got to make sure you get over there mm-hmm. and get it before the race. It's confusing enough. If you had packet pickup there, it yeah. would be it would really be something. Again, April 25th, the deadline if you want your child to get a shirt for the Great Train Race. GTRFredericksburg.com has all the information for signing up for the Great Train Race. Again, it is May 7th downtown. For ages 6 to 18 is the mile race and the caboose race. What were the ages for the caboose race?
5 and under.
Mm-hmm. So that is what is going on there. Great Train Race, May 7th, GTRFredericksburg.com. Jennifer Taylor is the race director. She is here. Lisa Crittenden is here. She's with Lois Ann's Hope House. We're going to bring Lisa in because the money that goes to running the Great Train Race, some of the donations go to Hope House this year, and we'll hear about some really exciting things happening at Hope House. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA, we're coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. The Great Train Race, May 7th. That's also the day the great Caboose Run and the George Dashington. It's all in downtown Fredericksburg. And this year, the Fredericksburg Service League, the sponsor, and the Hope House is the beneficiary of all of that, Lois Ann's Hope House. Jennifer Taylor's here. She is the race director. It is GTRFredericksburg.com, Jennifer. And with time running short, don't wait. Get your kids signed up now for the Great Train Race.
Yep. Don't wait. Go ahead and get online. It's super easy, and you won't regret it because it is a fun day. It's a fun family day. Grandparents come, cowbells, the whole nine yeah. yards. It is a lot of fun. And what makes it better than in years past is that you can go to the start line, cheer, and then walk through where all the sponsors are and where the stage is. And then we'll have a DJ and mm-hmm. fun music, like I had said. And then you can catch them nearing the finish line on the other side. So you don't have to go all the way or choose. You don't have to either decide I'm going to do only the start line because I can't make it to the finish line. You can kind of see both.
Yeah, yeah. It all starts right up there by the train station, mm-hmm. thus the name.
Yeah.
The Great Train Race. This, like you say, Debbie Bernardes was one of the people who started all this back in 94, and it just – I don't think anybody thought it would become what it became, but it has gotten to be now just – It's a big undertaking with a lot of volunteers and a lot of sponsors. All the heats, I think, just about all the heats, maybe them all, mm-hmm. I have a sponsor.
Yes, they sure do. So with every heat, because they're divided by age group, boy and girl, and the one thing that parents have questions about is heat 3 and 4. They're ages 11 through 13 boys and then 11 through 13 girls. But when they race, they may run all together in that heat, but they are timed individually by their age.
Oh, okay.
So you'll still have the 11-year-old winner, 12-year-old winner, 13-year-old winner.
Okay.
So they're still divided out that way. But yeah, we, and this is, like I said, presented by the Freelance Star. So they'll be there taking pictures and Dick's Sporting Goods is the packet pickup. And you have all those days, so we try to make it as convenient as possible and make it as late as possible because we know a lot of parents are driving. And so it's just a great amount of fun.
You will pick up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and you need to do your pickup
yes.
before there will be no packet pickup the day of the race. So if for some reason you can't do it, find somebody in your school or in your neighborhood or a friend who's going to be going and doing packet pickup and figure out something because
absolutely.
You have to get it.
Absolutely.
You have to get it ahead. And again, the April 25th, if you want to be guaranteed a T-shirt. And I know for the kids, they wear it to school. They afterwards, it's a popular T-shirt. that you see around town.
I do. I see them everywhere. It's funny.
Oh, it is.
It is, and it's a great feeling because I see kids and parents that will walk up and say, "Hey, good to see you again," and because they've been doing it for years, mm-hmm. and it is. It feels. It's very good for the community because everybody's connected. And it's so positive because everyone wants their kids to win and succeed. And sometimes there are tears because the kids are so excited. The younger ones will trip and get scraped up a little bit. But then they just keep going. And the tears go away and they finish and they get their medal. And it's a really fun day. I'm so proud to be a part of it and be able to make sure that and take care of it, make sure that it is done well.
Well, you have done that, and thank you for the last few years of being the race director, because it does need – this is one of those events that does need to be taken care of, and you continue to do that each year that you are race director, and lots of people involved, the Sarah Laskers, the Sarah Cardies, like you say, the Jim Thalls, others that have just been involved in this for a long time.
Absolutely. And without everyone's support and all the volunteers that come out year after year, we couldn't do it. So it all, we are so appreciative of it.
And then you hear the component of where the money goes to Lisa and Lois Ann's Hope House. That's really exciting, Lisa, that you're all able to be involved with this because you're all about kids.
It is. It is. And again, Ted, organizations like Fredericksburg Area Service League and events like the Great Train Race, we couldn't continue to make the impact we are on lives without their support. And so we appreciate all that the Great Train Race leadership and volunteers do, and the Fredericksburg Area Service League. It makes a big difference. It does. Again, that funding supports our kids going to summer camp, and parents have to work in order to make money to have stability for their families. And so summer camp is important to us, and so we love the ability to again get that support from those organizations.
It is gtrfredericksburg.com. GTRFredericksburg.com will give you all the information on the Great Train Race. Jennifer Taylor, always good to see you, Jennifer. And
thank you.
I'll see you on race day. And hopefully this year you're not in a raincoat and having water dripping off of you. But thank you for what you do, really. This is just a super event, and it's good to have somebody enthusiastic and taking care of it like you. Thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Lisa Crittenden, also here with Lois Ann's Hope House. Good to see you, Lisa. GTRFredericksburg.com. That's it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.